Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, April 7th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it truly is a wild and dystopic ride. It just gets wilder and more dystopic all the time. Today is certainly no exception, and it is a busy news cycle today, to be sure. Airstrikes in Syria, a truck plowing into people in Sweden, lots to talk about. It seems like the news cycle keeps getting compressed. Lots to talk about. There are several talking points I wanted to address. I still have a number of things that are unaddressed at this point. But we'll try to get into all of that here in a second. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all road warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. Feel free, as always, to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. And so on that note, let's jump off. I mean, there are gosh, so many things to talk about. The airstrikes, you know, the complete reversal of Donald Trump on his 2013 message, including three tweets everyone's talking about not attacking Syria. The last episode was even the mainstream media has acknowledged the possibility that it wasn't the Assad regime that used chemical weapons the last time around. The last major incident back in 2013. And so what would make this incident any exception? Because the word on the street for the last 3+ years was that all of the chemical weapons in Syria were gone. Rex Tillerson saying that either Russia is, what, complicit or incompetent? So those are the only options. That's a logical fallacy of I forget what type you call that. But if those are the only two options presented, and the truth is not one of those two options, then that is a logical fallacy. Again, we are plagued by these logical fallacies. They're everywhere, it seems these days. What if the intel you guys received in the Trump White House was not reliable? Not that that's ever happened before. Not that bad intel has been presented to corroborate a bad narrative, for example, in the Bush administration, Bush 2, or any other administration, but it's just a thought. So you have this attack, and voila, rinse and repeat, the Yanan plan, Wolfowitz doctrine revived and lives on. Even Virginia State Senator Richard Black pointed to Wesley Clark's words, 7 countries in 5 years, the policy coup, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and of course Iran. And we hear the drumbeat for Iran these days, don't we? If we're talking Yanan plan, you might as well throw in Egypt, Jordan, West Bank, and Yemen, among others. The redefining of the Middle East, that's really what it is, the redrawing of the territorial lines in the Middle East. It's what we see happening. And of course there's, you know, oil concerns. Even again, Virginia State Senator Richard Black, one of very, very scant few truly lucid voices in the discussion. In fact, he and Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard are two veterans who have actually been to Syria and have spoken out in support of Assad, the Assad government, and last year, the Washington Post featured an article about Congressman Virginia State Congress or Virginia State Senator Richard Black's trip to Syria, and they even mentioned the word Wahhabi. The contingent are, he said, I should pull that up. I will get back to that. He mentioned that we are allied with some of the worst regimes in the world, most repressive. Turkey, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, I think, were the three that he mentioned. And he said they proliferate the, I'm paraphrasing, but he said they proliferate the regime that is infecting the world, or the ideology that's infecting the world, and this regime seeks to install a Wahhabi fundamentalist caliphate, essentially. They used the term Wahhabi last year in the Washington Post. You never hear that. Why don't you hear that? So here is a state senator who has actually been there. Of course, Congressman Tulsi Gabbard recently introduced her H.R. 608, the Stop Arming Terrorists Act. What a concept. She's been very outspoken as well. And we'll get back to that story. But for now, let's start with the incident in Stockholm, the Stockholm truck crash, the truck that was hijacked. For more on that, here's Sky News. Go ahead, please.
What we know at the moment is that a truck drove into a crowd on one of the main shopping streets in central Stockholm. And the company that owns the truck has said that it was apparently hijacked earlier in the day. Prime Minister Stefan Löfven has just said that he is in Gothenburg at the moment and he's returning back to Stockholm. Police have not confirmed yet that it is a terror attack, but the Prime Minister just referred to it as, well, he said Sweden has been attacked. Everything indicates that it is a terror attack. So that's kind of what we know at the moment.
So some strong words there really from the Swedish Prime Minister, as you say, saying that everything indicates it is terrorism. What can you tell us about the area where this happened? It's a busy shopping street. How many people would you expect to be out and about doing their shopping?
Well, probably quite a lot of people. It's just the main shopping area of Stockholm, and it's also an area where there are a lot of offices. So even though there maybe wouldn't have been a lot of people off today because it's a weekday, there would have been people walking around, walking to their offices, and it is also quite close to the main subway station. So it's a very busy area.
And as you say, very busy area, at least two people killed is what we're hearing. What kind of security would there be in that street? I mean, bearing in mind, of course, that when the Westminster attack happened, there is big bollards around many of those streets in Westminster. Would you see anything like that on this street?
Sorry, do you mean right now or before the...
I mean, right now, is there any security in the area where this attack happened?
Yes, police are cordoning off the area. There are pictures of police with sniper guns, and there's a lot of presence there at the moment. And as far as I know, the parliament has gone into lockdown as a security measure, and the subway has been closed at the moment as well.
And do you ever see sort of armed police on the streets in Stockholm? Do you ever see that kind of security measures in place as a part of everyday life?
Not a lot. You sometimes see police officers walking around just to show a kind of presence, but it's not the kind of heavily armed police officers you would sometimes expect in, say, London, for example.
So there you go. There's Sky News reporting on the subject. Interesting to note, it was a beer truck that was hijacked on National Beer Day. Interesting coincidence. The incident also took place at 3 p.m., and at least three people are reported dead so far. Not to be conspiratorial, but I'm sure there's another three floating around somewhere. Were we to look for it? Of course, there are the three S's. The Swedish Security Service reporting, and again, not to be too conspiracy-minded, but I'm reminded of former Congressman Mike Rogers' words in the wake of the Benghazi attack when asked about the ridiculous video narrative that Susan Rice was paraded out before the American public to discuss, when he said, when asked if he was buying that narrative, he said, the 9/11 attack in Benghazi, which is a ridiculous coincidence in itself. But he said, the first thing you learn as an FBI agent, because he was he is a former FBI agent, and this is the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is that there are coincidences, but they're not likely, and there are a lot of coincidences about this event. So some of these coincidences are obviously very astonishing, as they always are. It's interesting to note that Operation Gladio and Gladio B are real. False flag terror events are real. They do happen. There is state-sponsored false flag terrorism that takes place around the world on a regular basis, an increasingly frequent basis, it seems, these days. It is possible for modern vehicles, automobiles, to be hacked. And as the WikiLeaks CIA Vault 7 release verified and confirmed, the technology is available in new automobiles to hijack and crash them remotely. We're seeing more of these incidents with vehicles. It's interesting how it's in the public domain, the fact that intelligence agencies have the technology. Agencies that are predicated on intrigue and deception have the capability to do that kind of thing. And some might even argue that technology, that hacking capability, has leaked out into the public domain, at least to some extent, not just through the potential that the WikiLeaks Vault 7 release reveals, but also through the contractors that apparently, based on that information, have been circulating this technology amongst themselves for quite some time. Some of them, obviously, unsavory and unscrupulous characters. Yet we, knowing that, and knowing that the CIA is masterful at creating terrorists, knowing that, as Trevor Aronson puts it, the FBI is actually creating more terrorists than it catches. It's creating more terrorists than the top three terrorist organizations combined here domestically, and the CIA has been doing the same abroad, well, really since its inception, but certainly within the last several decades. Knowing that, why is it that we seem so reluctant, so incapable of looking at these incidents in what should be the first point of view, rhetorically speaking, of course. It's interesting that we don't seem to be capable as a society generally of looking at what would seem the most obvious motive to induce fear in the general populace, to cow the herd, so to speak, in an effort to get the herd to capitulate, to acquiesce to greater surrender of freedom in the ostensible name of a perception of increased security. That, you know, that narrative is a staple of these incidents. Well, we got to crack down some more. We got to crack down some more. At least they were honest when the incident in St. Petersburg took place recently. The citizens were saying, "Well, we better get out of public view because there's probably going to be a crackdown." At least they're honest about it in Russia. Stick around. We'll get back. Sure.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Oh my goodness. You know, I know it's old news at this point, but let me go back to the Susan Rice thing for a minute. I mean, it's, you know, the mainstream media doesn't want anyone to even know that that ever happened. All of these things seem very strange. Again, there's a confluence of activity. The alleged chemical weapons incident in Syria, you know, some would say that in some way points indirectly to Hillary Clinton, because you'll recall Cy Hirsch's reporting on the Red Line and the Rat Line, and he mentioned, of course, speaking of Benghazi, the trafficking of weapons on that route. The implication was that Ambassador Chris Stevens was at least somewhat knowledgeable and complicit in that trafficking, but then something went terribly wrong, obviously, and that was the real story. of the attack on the outpost at Benghazi. So some would say that that indirectly points to Hillary Clinton. Of course, there is the weird situation that no one seems to want to talk about, the fact that the DNC hacking sort of started, that conversation really got amplified with Hillary Clinton. And the DNC, you'll recall, didn't let the FBI look at the DNC servers. And how is that even possible? I didn't know that the FBI was into the practice of asking. That's bizarre in itself. But you'll recall that it was actually CrowdStrike, which has ties to Hillary Clinton and Ukraine, Ukrainian billionaire, I believe, that investigated and presented its findings to the FBI. And it was on that basis, on those findings, that the FBI based its findings largely with regard to the DNC hacking. Now, we have this narrative, Russians were responsible, but we know that, again, based on the CIA, the WikiLeaks CIA Vault 7 release alone, and there are other, there's other validation in the public domain about this, that the intelligence community at large can leave digital fingerprints of others, other state and non-state actors, as they say, behind. Could that include Russia? So you have all of those weird coincidences. And now, of course, we have the chemical weapons attack. And there are more. I'm not going to get into all of those right now. But, we have this. And how convenient that Hillary Clinton, just an hour or so before the airstrike on a Syrian airfield, says, I would attack a Syrian airfield. That's interesting, isn't it? And we'll talk more about that story today. But that's kind of disturbing. Who is the president again? Obviously, Steve Bannon's kind of his presidency has been brought down a notch, but apparently Hillary Clinton has either stepped in or has been involved all along. Of course, I am reminded of that unsavory photograph that floats around of the Clintons and the Trumps as a constant reminder of these unfortunate circumstances. But I digress. I want to give you some thoughts. I mentioned yesterday reading some of Ben Rhodes' latest tweets and listening to Susan Rice. I can't help but think of Hayek's The Road to Serfdom. What do I mean? And Romans chapter 1. I'll tell you when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast already. So real quick, like I said, reading some of Ben Rhodes' latest tweets. The hubris. Obviously, with regard to the Susan Rice nonsense and, you know, the broader nonsense, she's just the smoking gun, the latest smoking gun, really, and all of that nonsense that the mainstream media is gaslighting the American public and the world on. But what tweets am I talking about? Well, how about this one? Mike Flynn, Ben Rhodes tweeted yesterday. Mike Flynn did more wrong in four weeks than Susan Rice did in 4 years. So at least we're admitting Susan Rice did wrong. That's good. It's a step in the right direction. Yet he was never treated like this. What's the difference? What logic is that based on? Because Mike Flynn's 24 days, there's one issue, so far, there's no legal or criminal wrongdoing. What he did was morally and ethically wrong, of course. But more in 4 weeks than Susan Rice did in 4 years. I don't think logic bears that out. So this is psychological projection, a psychopathological condition that many sociopaths seem to suffer from. In fact, I mentioned that in a tweet last night in response to something Richard N. Haas over at the Council on Foreign Relations tweeted. It's just unbelievable how these people seem to think. I mean, do they really believe these things? Another one, quoting CNN's Jake Tapper's no evidence for Trump accusation tweet, Ben Rhodes tweeted, or retweeting, I should say, Ben Rhodes added, Susan Rice did nothing wrong. Now he says, of course, you know, she did less wrong than Mike Flynn did. So that's a flip-flopping, but he went on to say Trump put forward no proof. What they say she did is routine for senior NatSec officials. So what's going on? I hope that surveillance on political opposition candidates is not routine for NatSec officials. I hope that's not the case. Hard to imagine that it would be or should be. Of course, in an Obama administration filled with Alinskyite community organizer, cultural and other Marxists, I suppose maybe that is the norm. Criminalizing your predecessor is a pillar of authoritarianism, is something Obama refused to do. This is deeply disturbing. That was one. And we can all learn from example of Ambassador Rice's grit, resilience, and patriotism in the face of years of unfair, deranged demonization. That's the big one. I just can't get over how unhinged that remark is. So considering those kinds of tweets, again, the psychological projection, the psychopathology, Susan Rice, as I said before, lied straight face and ever more convincingly. With these things in mind, what's happening, you know, watching the entirety of the bulk of Congress, the vast majority, you know, I mentioned Congressman Gabbard or Congresswoman Gabbard, State Senator Black. There are a few others, very few, who are truly lucid voices in the discussion. Watching the mainstream press sort of rally now, rallying a little bit, yay, it's business as usual. There's warmongering and death and strife and chaos. This is fun. Thank you, Donald Trump, for restoring normalcy to our lives. This is not normal. It's not okay. It shouldn't be normalized. Considering all this, though, one must be confronted with the deeply troubling reality that our increasingly Machiavellian psychopathological society encourages and even condones this kind of outright dishonesty and hubris. Listen to what people are saying, these Congress people, congressmen and women, that are supposed to be, I would hope, presume, a cut above, perhaps, in terms of ethics and diplomacy, of the rest of us, wouldn't we hope? Think about it. Wouldn't it be nice if we could go back in time and return to a moment when even the bad guys were good instead of this present moment where even the ostensibly good guys are bad? Wish I had a video clip on that. The example that I mention all the time, the old Western movie, the preacher walking into the kid in jail and saying, son, have you made peace with your maker yet? And this is the criminal of the bad guy of the movie. And he says, well, no, preacher, I haven't. I guess I should. In this society today, we've created a race to the top of the psychopathologic heap or to the bottom of society in terms of the authoritarian nightmare we're creating. And I don't mean that top and bottom in I mean that top and bottom in plain language. I don't mean it in any sort of esoteric way. But think about it. I mean, we've created a race to exactly the kind of draconian totalitarian dictatorship Hayek foreshadowed in The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10 in particular, Why the Worst Get on Top. When a society ventures down this path of democratic socialism via gradualist and reformist efforts, or Fabian gradualism, if you will. Fabian, after the Roman general Quintus Fabius Maximus Verrucus, famous for achieving gradual victory over superior Carthaginian forces under Hannibal, and gradual from the Latin gradus, or step, of course, thus gradual creeping, imperceptible victory, and in time total conquest. From the Fabian Society Wikipedia entry, briefly, under establishment, if you look it up, you'll find these unsavory words. The Fabian Society was named, at the suggestion of Frank Podmore, in honor of the Roman general Quintus Fabius Maximus Verrucus, nicknamed Cunctator, meaning the delayer. His Fabian strategy sought gradual victory against the superior Carthaginian army under the renowned general Hannibal through persistence, harassment, and wearing the enemy down by attrition rather than pitched climactic battles. Sound familiar? The Fabian socialists, the Marxists, the Alinskyite radical community organizers. Continuing, an explanatory note appearing on the title page of the group's first pamphlet declared, "For the right moment, you must wait, as Fabius did most patiently when warring against Hannibal. Though many censured his delays, but when the time comes, you must strike hard, as Fabius did, or your waiting will be in vain and fruitless." According to author John Perdue, quote, the logo of the Fabian Society, a tortoise, represented the group's predilection for a slow, imperceptible transition to socialism, while its coat of arms, a wolf in sheep's clothing, represented its perfect methodology for achieving its goal. The wolf in sheep's clothing symbolism was later abandoned due to its obvious negative connotations. Yeah, indeed. Kind of like the departure from the Bellamy salute in the Pledge of Allegiance, which we can't seem to find anymore. That's been largely occluded and redacted from history. Funny that, how that works. This is precisely what is happening today, what I just mentioned, and in exactly the fashion Hayek outlined. Consider some excerpts, if you will. Actually, before I do that, before I get to the excerpts, let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Appreciate it. This has got me messed up, this whole Syrian thing. So let me throw some stuff out, see what your listeners and yourself think. Yesterday's Julian date, 96, or an inverted 6 with a 6. 27 years after the start of the first Gulf War in 1990, 2 and 7 is 9. The highest imagination, Chris, in the occult, it derives down to 3. You know, 2 and 7 is 9, 3 times 3, or 3 plus 3 plus 3, or 9 plus 9 plus 9. Now, here's where it gets really crazy, because I'm beginning to believe that I'm watching a replay of the Gulf War 1990, the same situation. Well, that dirty old Saddam Hussein has gassed the Kurds and gone into Kuwait and yanked babies out of incubators and put the babies on the floor and that we got to go to war. And we're to the point now where, look, common sense would tell you Assad has taken back Aleppo. He's been victorious in a lot of his battles. I'm not sticking up for Assad. But how stupid would someone have to be to release a gas on their own people when there's absolutely nothing to gain? Here's something else. What gas was released? The news hasn't really reported it unless you go look. And do you know what kind of gas it was?
My understanding is it was sarin, most likely.
Sarin. Yeah, sarin. Where have we heard the word sarin gas used? Let's see. Waco? Where in, on Earth? Who made sarin? U.S.?
Exactly.
So where would Syria get sarin? Well, they bought it from the Russians. Okay. Look, I got some beach property in Oklahoma. No, better yet, Nebraska. In the middle of a cornfield, your own private beach. Yeah. This is ridiculous, Chris. And people are going along and swallowing this same contrived, satanic push to kill innocent men, women, and children.
Right. And I reminded folks earlier this week that, Sihirsch's reporting and others seem to indicate that rather than the establishment narrative, which was that all of the chemical weapons were destroyed in Syria, some of those were whisked away, obviously, as is always the case. And by the way, I don't know what you've seen, but there's also the speaking of coincidences, there is the, folks were talking about the, 100-year anniversary of World War I, but speaking of these other coincidences, the airstrikes from offshore I'll get back to that in a second, but Stephen Sotloff's tweet back in 2013 May, Al-Nusra stocking up on sarin in Turkey seems to indicate and corroborate others' story that contradicts the establishment narrative that those chemical weapons were destroyed and that they were ushered away, they were whisked away. And speaking of that, there were accounts that the Trump administration, what did they say, deconflicted, called Russia and deconflicted. Who comes up with these terms? And basically gave them a heads up that there would be an airstrike. Rex Tillerson apparently issued a statement that was false. Russia was not forewarned. So then there were eyewitness accounts, apparently, at least one eyewitness account that seemed to indicate that military personnel knew in advance and moved materiel and personnel in advance. How did that happen? And how does that always seem to happen? And how are these arms caches always intercepted? And why are we sending our sons and daughters to fight people that are shooting back at them with rifles that have property of the United States government stamped on them?
Well, and put on top of that, Chris, the falling out, apparently, it's not very well reported on the news. They're touching on it a little bit. With this Bannon and Trump's son-in-law having a falling out, and apparently Bannon threatening to quit.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe Bannon, we thought that Trump was following Bannon. Maybe Bannon got his head in the way and was going along with Trump, and now he's in the middle of something that he may not want to have been in. I'm sure he had word, we're going to Syria, boys. And he might have said, no, if you continue with this, I'm out of here. Now, I know this all sounds crazy, but nothing is by accident. And the military, today is April 7th, 2017 in the military, okay? But it's day 96 in the military. They use the Julian Day calendar. Why on earth would they do that? Because America, folks, is modern-day Rome. America is Rome. And even the date, April the 7th, 2017, that'll go down too, man. 4 and 7 is 11. And 17 is 27. Or 28, I'm sorry. Then the 2 and the 2000 is 30. So there's threes all. Why is it never that it all boils down to a 4 or to the number of, to the number 5? It always boils down to 3 or 9 or, take your pick.
Yeah, interesting.
Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely interesting observations. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
strange days, to be sure. The Syria incident, I want to get back to what I was saying before, because things are kicking into high gear now. There's obviously an uptick in the urgency, the hysteria, the hyperventilating, as they say, in the Trump administration, the mainstream press, and on the talking points, a sense of urgency and sobriety, perhaps. And then, you know, in America, the new neo-Nazi regime, kind of a getting back to business as usual. John Bolton, warmonger, extraordinaire, and the most hawkish of Washington hawks, as Daniel DePetris over at the American Conservative puts it, said this morning, you know, there's that issue of authorization of use of military force that floats around. And that's been discussed, obviously, in the public domain. It's interesting, speaking of the public domain, that this is day 78 of the Trump presidency. And Fox News has been tracking President Trump's first 100 days in office. They have on their page, tracking his first 100 days, at the top of the page, the quote by Donald J. Trump during his inauguration, when he said, "We will once more have a government of, by, and for the people." And I don't remember being consulted on this Syria nonsense, among other things. So seems we're departing from that, and the establishment agenda is in Fabian gradualism fashion creeping back in once again. Carol Quigley's words certainly would seem to be fitting in this instance. The argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals and policies, one perhaps of the right, the other of the left, is a foolish idea, acceptable only to the doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy. Isn't that what we see happening? Of course, you know, having kind of a neocon periphery seems to feed into more of a almost like a Bush 3 presidency than a Clinton 3 presidency. But I digress. Really masking evil agendas in other planks of a platform that don't really apply is one of the best ways, you know, hiding in plain sight. That's what they do. So anyway, that'll do it for the first hour already. Stick around. Second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll talk Syria and much more. Don't go away. Be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.